Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and this episode's going to be The Adventures of Wild Bill Hickok. Original air date is December 9th, 1951, and the title is Watt Foster's Secret. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for being a member.
And pass those Kellogg's corn pops. Cause here comes Guy Madison as Wild Bill and his pal Jingles, which is me, Andy Devine. We got another rootin' tootin' Wild Bill Hickok adventure story for you from that great new cereal with the sweetening already on it, Kellogg's corn pops!
Kellogg's corn pops brings you Wild Bill Hickok, transcribed in Hollywood and starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingle. United States Marshal Wild Bill Hickok and his big deputy Jingles, riding through the state of Nevada, stopped in the little town of Cornucopia to stock up on provisions. They didn't even suspect that in a matter of minutes, they'd be riding a trail of gun smoke and violence which would lead them to the discovery of Wyatt Foster's secret.
You got everything, Jingles?
You said it, Bill. Everything. I got so much stuff stacked up in my arms, I can't see over it. You'll have to open the door.
Here it is. Take it easy now.
Man, we sure are going to eat good for a while with all this flour and bacon and beans and my new frying pan and cans.
What's that loose plank there, Jingles?
Where?
That's the one.
Oh.
You hurt, partner?
Oh, if I ain't, I ought to be. You'd better go call a veterinary, Bill. I must have got a broken leg out of this.
If I brought a vet, he'd want to shoot you.
I hadn't thought of that.
Come on now, you're not hurt.
No, but I sure fixed that sack of flour. Busted wide open. If I had a can of milk, I could mix up a batch of biscuits right here on the sidewalk.
Well, let's gather up this stuff and be on our way.
Bill! Bill, look, a runaway horse coming this way.
Come on, we'll stop him. Whoa, whoa there.
Hang on, mister. Whoa.
You got him, Bill? Hey, it's a soldier boy.
He's falling off, Jingles. Catch him.
I got you. Hey, Bill. Bill, take a look at this young fellow. Recognize him?
Why, sure. That's Tom Foster.
That's right. Old Wyatt Foster's boy from the T Bench. Hey, his ranch ain't more than 10 miles west of here.
But he was coming from the other way.
Yeah, in uniform. Well, just getting home from the war between the states, I reckon. Seems I remember that he was shot up at Gettysburg and sent to a government hospital for a spell.
Still mighty weak from the looks of him. We better get him in the hotel over there.
Somebody catch... Now, take it easy. Take it easy, boy.
You're all right, Tom. You just rest here a minute.
Wild Bill Hickok.
And Jingles.
Yeah. Yeah, looks like I got right lucky.
You look kind of weak to be traveling, Tom.
Yeah, but I had to come home. I got a letter from Buck Henderson, my dad's old sidekick, saying there was trouble at our ranch.
At the T-bench? What kind of trouble?
Well, he didn't say, but I got worried and left the hospital to get home as fast as I could.
Bill, Tom oughtn't to be riding alone. We were heading out that way. Why don't we see him onto the T-bench?
Oh, now, that ain't necessary, but I sure would like it. And Dad would be happier than a hog knee-deep in corn to see you two riding up the gate.
Then we'll do it. First, though, we'd better get you over to the cafe and wrap you around a stick.
Now you're talking. Let's go. I could sure go for a great big steak.
Look out, Jingles.
Doggone it, oh. Bill, somebody's just going to have to fix that busted plank before I come back to this town again. Well, Tom, there's the T-bench. You're home from the war at last.
Yeah.
How does it look to you, Tom?
Mighty good, Bill. There's many a time I didn't think I'd ever see it again. Hey, look. Two riders coming down from the house.
You know them, Tom?
No, I never saw them before.
All right, gents. This is as far as you go.
Bill, I don't like that Jasper's tone of voice.
Hold it, Jingles. Now, mister, how do you figure this is as far as we go?
Because this says so.
Gee, willikers, Bill. You shot his gun plumb out of his hand.
Yeah. Trying to draw Wild Bill Hickok just don't pay, does it, mister?
Hickok? Did you say Wild Bill Hickok?
I didn't say General Grant.
Boss, you ain't gonna tangle with Wild Bill Hickok.
Shut up, Doby.
Well, stranger, somebody better be ready to do some talking. This young fellow's Tom Foster. His father owns a T-Bent spread.
Not more he don't. I own it now. Old Wyatt Foster's dead.
Hi, partners. This is your old sidekick, Panhandle Jim. And I'm all excited because I just got a brand new idea. I just fit me up a special new holster on my belt. One that'll carry a box of Kellogg's Corn Pops. You know, it's a right good idea to always have your Corn Pops handy, too. Because they're a fine eating cereal anytime. Already sweetened for you. Sure enough. I eat my Corn Pops right here listening to Wild Bill Hickok on the radio, right out of the box like candy. Then come breakfast time, I eat them in a bowl with milk. And let me tell you, there's a brand new sweetness and flavor in Corn Pops now. Because the Kellogg folks went right on working to make them sweeter and crisper than ever before. So now they taste better than ever before. And say that shiny silver-like bag your Corn Pops are sealed in inside the box, that's pure aluminum. Keeps them good and fresh up to 10 times longer. And your mom can use it to store things in the refrigerator and keep them fresh and tasty. Yep, you're going to want Kellogg's Corn Pops at your place for sure soon, if you haven't already got them like most folks. Now listen, kids love Pops, moms love Pops, and Pops love Pops. Right now, let's all chomp a Corn Pop some more while we listen to Wild Bill Hickok.
When Wild Bill Hickok and Jingles rode up to the gate at the T-Bench spread with Tom Foster, they were stopped by a pair of rough gents named Ferd Wiley and Dobie. Wiley, after coming off second best in a quick gunplay with Bill, told them that Tom's father, Wyatt Foster, was dead. It hit Tom mighty hard.
But, Bill, I didn't hear anything about this. I didn't know Dad was dead.
Hold it for now, Tom. We'll ride over and see Buck Henderson and get the straight of this story.
Go anywhere you want to, Hickok, but keep off my property. You and that Foster pup.
Mister, you keep bellowing like a 4-year-old bull, and I'm just liable to trim you down to a spindle-legged calf.
Let me take him, boys.
Come on, you crusty roadrunner. I'll peel back your hide and play Yankee Doodle on your ribs.
Never mind, Jingles. Get on your horse and let's go see what answers Buck Henderson's got for us. Mr. Henderson, what do you know about Ferd Wiley?
Just that he's this slippery, sneaking coyote in 49 counties. Been hooked up in more than one shady deal in these parts.
Bill, I knew that varmint was no good. We should have just up and taken him to the calaboose right then.
You've got to have proof before you can take anybody and lock him up, partner.
Did Dad really borrow money from Ferd Wiley, Buck?
Yeah, he did, son. Wasn't long after that your pa shipped near 1,000 head of prize beef. He got enough out of that deal to pay off any debt he might have had.
Where'd your dad do his banking, Tom?
Well, he didn't, Bill. Dad was funny that way. He kept his money on the ranch.
Well, then maybe that dad blamed Ferd Wiley, killed him for...
Jingles.
Huh? Oh, I'm sorry, Bill.
Well, what else do you know, Buck?
Well, not much. Tom's right about Wyatt. Kept his money hid on the ranch and all his personal legal papers on him all the time.
Doggone it, Bill. We still ain't getting nowhere.
Maybe we are, partner. Tom, is there a shortcut to Cornucopia?
Sure, through the gorge. Footing's kind of bad in spots, but there's a good moon tonight. We ought not have any trouble.
Then let's get going. I want to talk to the sheriff.
I sure wish we'd have gone the long way round. This narrow gorge reminds me of the time that coyote dynamited that cliff down on us near the border at Dusty Gap.
Oh, I don't think I'd worry about anything tonight, Jingle.
Oh, no?
Where'd those shots come from?
Up there on the cliff. I saw the flash.
Doggone it, what am I shooting at, a shadow?
Your .45 won't carry that far, Jingles.
Then let's go get that bush rat.
And you can't climb up the face of that cliff.
We're out in the open. It's too good a target.
I'll try my rifle. You two head for cover.
Nothing doing. Now, I got a rifle, too.
All right, shoot for that tall tree sticking up in the moonlight.
Doggone it, Joker. Now, quit jumping around like the filly at a barn dance. How do you expect me to take aim that way?
Hold it, Jingles. He's quit shooting.
Yeah. You either got him or he's heading back home with a better idea.
All right, then. Let's get on to Cornucopia. Come on, Buckshot. Hi, hi.
Come on, Joker. Ho. Well, Bill, I reckon that means Ferd Wiley figures he ain't sitting as pretty as he'd like to be. Huh, partner?
I've got a hunch you're right, Jingles. And it also means he'd like to get us out of the way.
Now, Bill, don't talk like that. You know when somebody's gunning for us, it always makes me as nervous as a dude sitting on a cactus.
Whoa,
whoa, whoa, Joker, whoa. You reckon the sheriff's here at this time of night, Bill?
Oh, sure, Jingles. He lives in back of his office.
There's a light back there. Maybe we can stir him up.
Well, what do you think he's going to tell us, Bill?
I don't know, Jingle.
Yeah, who... What? Wild Bill Hickok. Jingles.
Howdy, Sheriff. You remember Tom Foster.
Well, I sure do. Come in, gents. Tom, I sure was sorry to see your pa go.
Oh, that's why we're here, Sheriff. Mr. Hickok wants to ask you some questions.
Well, fire away, Bill. I can tell you this much before you get started. Ferd Wiley is a low-down snake. Tried before to nail his hide to a tree, but I ain't had no luck.
Did he kill my dad, Sheriff?
Well, I don't know, Tom. If I did, I'd have had him hanging from a limb long ago. I know your pa borrowed some money from him, but I'd have swore he paid it back.
He'd have a receipt if he did, wouldn't he, Sheriff?
Yeah, I reckon so. Wyatt Foster was one to do things clean and legal. But you know what I think?
Maybe I do. You think Ferd Wiley's still looking for that receipt and Wyatt Foster's money that's hid someplace on the T-bench spread?
Well, makes sense, Hickok. Darned if it don't. Sure wish I could find some way to get that varmint within the law.
Well, maybe we can help you, Sheriff. There's one way we can get on the T-bench.
How's that, Bill?
Through you, Tom. Ferd Wiley has no right to keep your dad's personal possessions.
You mean like his clothes and boots and saddle and, well, things like that, Bill?
That's right, Jingles. So we'll just take Tom back to the T-bench and demand that Wiley turn all Wyatt's personal effects over to Tom.
I sure hope it works, partner. But I got a crawly feeling up the back of my neck that says it ain't gonna be that easy.
Nobie, did you find anything yet?
Nothing we ain't found before. Been all over the place. Careless is looking through the old man's office again. Won't do no good. Nothing there but old man Foster's personal junk. Clothes, gun belts, boots, stuff like that.
Well, take all that stuff out and burn it.
Burn it? But, boss, them boots and that gun belt's right pretty leathery. I'd like to have that.
I said burn it, didn't I? Makes me mad every time I see it. That old coot's outfoxed us so far. Now, if I don't find that receipt and the money before Hickok gets...
Wiley! Boss, he's coming!
What's got you so head up, Careless?
Who's coming?
Hickok, that's who's coming. Hickok with that mountain-sized deputy of his and young Tom Foster. What are we going to do?
We ain't going to try to outshoot Hickok again, I know that.
Shut up. Hickok's coming here for a reason. He's no fool. Well, when he gets here, we'll jump him.
Jump Hickok? You gone loco, Wiley?
No. Get all the boys, put them behind doors with guns ready in their hands. Then I'll tell you how we can make Wild Bill Hickok and his friends do us a favor.
There he is, Bill, on the porch of the house.
Yeah, Bill, and he's letting us ride right up to the house this time. I don't think I like this.
You'd feel better if he'd started shooting at us down at the gate, huh, partner?
Yeah, that's, Oh, no. Now you got me all mixed up.
Hold it, Jingles.
Well, Hickok, I see you came back. What's on your mind?
Wyatt Foster's personal belongings. They belong to Tom legally, so dig them out.
Why, sure, Marshal. Be glad to. The old coot never had nothing worth saving. In fact, he wasn't worth much saving himself.
You can't talk that way about my dad.
Tom?
I've been aching to do this.
Boss, I'll get that Foster.
You ain't getting nobody but me, Sonny. Now, come on!
Will you, Foster? Well, I'll smear that face of yours all over the...
I reckon not, Wally. If you want to smear faces, start with mine.
All right, boys, come and get him.
Hey, Bill, it's all a trick. There's 15 guns pointed right between our eyes.
Yeah, big and lumpy. This is one time Hickok ran up against somebody that was smart enough to get the drop on him.
You low-down polecat.
One move out of any of you now and you'll get it right where old man Foster got it. Like you say, fat boy. Right between the eyes.
Almost spilling the little bit of corn pops I got left here. Say, sure wish I could spill some of these delicious Kellogg's corn pops out your way right now. You youngins who haven't tried them yet. You see, Kellogg's corn pops is better than other cereals because it's the two-way cereal. Yep, plum good eating two ways. One way's right out of the box, just like candy, like I'm eating them now. Yes, sir, they're a real tasty snack with a sweetening already on them. Now, the other way to eat corn pops is out of the bowl with milk. And listen, the Kellogg folks knew you'd like corn pops, but they kept right on working so you'd like them even better. And now they're sweeter and crisper than ever before. So eat them right out of the box like candy, or for some real chow at breakfast, in a bowl with milk. Now, if you aren't already enjoying Kellogg's corn pops like we always do listening to the show, you better hit the trail for the store and get a load of them as soon as you can. And you'll need plenty, because the whole family's going to be getting into them. Now, let's say our little saying all together, huh? Kids love pops, moms love pops, and pops love pops. You said it. Now, let's gallop back to the show so we don't miss anything.
While Bill, Tom Foster, and Jingles went to the T-Bench Ranch House to get Wyatt Foster's personal effects, but Tom started a fight, which played right into Ferd Wiley's vicious scheme to capture all three of them. With 15 guns pointed in their direction, Wild Bill, Tom, and Jingles were tied up, and Ferd Wiley stood gloating over his success.
Well, Hickok, now how do you feel?
I feel fine, Wiley. You know, you may get me, but if you do, there'll be a long line of U.S. Marshals come right out behind me to pick up your trail.
Yeah, nobody'll ever know.
Don't you believe it, Wiley. Wild Bill Hickok is missing for about 10 minutes. Why, even the wind starts spreading the word around the country. You ain't got no more chance than an apple in a school teacher's convention.
Take them away, boys, and lock them up in that stone milk cellar. That'll hold them.
Bill, you reckon he can hold us like he says?
Boss, I don't get this. Why didn't you finish him off like the others?
Let me do the thinking, Dobie. You ain't got the equipment for it.
Yeah, boss, but as long as Hickok's alive, I can see that noose dangling over our heads.
Just listen to me. Be sure Hickok is tied loose. Not too loose or he'll get wise. Then spot the boys where they can watch every move he makes.
You want me to leave the door to the milk cellar unlocked?
No, you fool. That'd be a dead giveaway. Hickok's gotten out of tighter places than that milk cellar.
Then we watch him and let him lead us to the money in the receipt.
Yeah, just like I said. Why work when you can make somebody else do it for you?
Now go on away. Oh, quit it.
What's the matter with you, Jingles?
Well, there's a little kitty licking my face and tickling my nose. Now go away, kitty. Go on, go on, go on.
Blacker than the inside of a cow in this milk cellar. I can't see you.
Oh. The kitty's gone. Phil, how are we going to get out of this fix? Hey, who's untying my hand?
Not so loud, Jingles.
Oh, is that you, Bill?
Are you free, Bill?
Yeah. One of the ropes on my hands was kind of loose. Now, there you are, partner. You're next, Tom.
Oh, how are we going to get out of here, Bill? Even if we are loose.
Well, look around. I'd rather feel around for some way out. Door out the back way, maybe.
Well, all right. No, this wall's solid all the way around. Doggone it, who pushed me?
Jingles, you're about as quiet as a thunderstorm.
Oh. Well, ain't nowhere loose by now.
I don't know. Let me take a look through this little window.
See any guard outside, Bill?
No, Tom, not a one. Here, I think the door's right. Yeah. Nope, it's locked.
Well, maybe we can bust it down.
Yeah, it's worth a try. All right. One, two, three, hit it!
Hey, Bill, we're out! Hey, that door was as rotten as a toadstool.
Yeah, I think something's fishy about this. Coming, Tom?
Yeah, right with you, Bill.
Now, I've got a feeling this is a trick, but I'm for playing it through if you two are game.
Sure, Bill. What's the trick?
Well, I'm not sure, but we can meet that when it comes up.
All right, we want to go first to Dad's office. I think I got an idea. Come on, this way.
Funny, I don't see or hear any of those varmints around.
Yeah, partner.
Maybe they've all gone to bed. Here. Yeah, this is the window to Dad's office. Most of his things would be in here. Wait till I break the window.
Well, maybe I can get the window up, Tom.
Yeah, now we can crawl in.
All right, but be quiet. Come on, Jingles.
Now, doggone it, Bill. Oh, it seems to me like there's an easier way to get into a room than this. Well, we'd better find something.
All right, Tom. What was your idea?
Here, now, here's a match.
Yeah, there it is. A little secret door in Dad's desk. Let's see if I can open it. Oh, Dad, blast the luck. Nothing in there.
Oh, those varmints have already found the receipt as sure as you're a foot high.
No, I don't think so, Jingles. Wait a minute. Light another match.
Here you are, Bill. Well, what'd you see?
That gun belt on the wall. That your Dad's, Tom?
Yeah, Bill.
It's the thickest one I ever saw. Let's take a look at it. There's a lamp, Jingles. Light it.
There. There. Now, what is it, Bill?
This belt. Take my knife and slit this weld seam like this and... Yeah.
Bill, there's papers inside that belt. That's where he hit him.
Looks like it.
I'll take that gun belt, Hickok.
Bill, it's Wiley.
Yeah, he's not alone.
So that's your trick, Wiley.
Yeah, Hickok. That's the second trick of mine you fell for tonight.
Pretty smart, Wiley. So you want this gun belt, huh?
Yeah, and fast.
All right, you've got it.
Hey, you got him right in the face, Bill.
No, I'll take that gun.
No, you won't.
Oh, yes, he will. I sure hate to bruise up a chair with a head like his. How you coming, Bill?
Fine, partner. Pick up those guns and haul the rest of them when they get here.
Okay. Here, Tom, you take Dobie's gun, I'll take these others.
You need any help, Bill?
Nope. This winds this one up right now.
Whoopee, boys. I'll bet that jarred his granddaddy's ghost right down to his toes.
Bill, look here. Here's the receipt. Dad did pay Ferd Wiley back that loan. And here's a little map that tells where Dad's gold is hidden.
Well, Tom... Except for getting these polecats to the jail, I guess that takes care of everything.
Yes, sirree, Tom. Well, the ranch is all yours and the money, too. Now all you need is a wife to keep house and a half a dozen young'uns to help you round up the cattle spring and fall. Hey, you can pick out the fattest little rascal of the lot and name him Little Jingles after me.
And now, here are the stars of Wild Bill Hickok, Guy Madison, and Andy Devine.
Thanks for being with us, folks. We hope you liked our story. We'll be back your way again next week, same time.
Yes, sirree, Bob. Hey, and we really got an action-packed story for you. Be with us then, will you?
Meanwhile, and I also hope you'll remember to get Kellogg's Corn Pops.
Right. It's a great new cereal with the sweetening already on it.
You bet it is. Andy and I think Corn Pops are great. So long.
See you next week.
Yes, sir, be sure to listen next week at this same time on this same station when Kellogg's Corn Pops brings you another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Madison and Andy Devine in person. Today's cast included Ken Peters, Fred Shields, Clayton Post, Lou Marcel, and Jack Moyles. Our director is Paul Pierce. Music by Dick Oran. This is a David Heyer production, transcribed in Hollywood. This is Charlie Lyon reminding you, kids love Pops, moms love Pops, Pops love Pops. Kellogg's Corn Pops.
Welcome back. I hope you enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. Check us out on Twitter, @OTRWesterns, and don't forget to rate us on iTunes, OTRWesterns.com/iTunes. This podcast is a proud member of the OT Netcast Network. For more information and a list of all of our shows, go to otnetcast.com. Again, that's otnetcast.com. This episode is copyright 2011 under the Attribution Non-Commercial Share-Alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. Thanks for listening and have a great day.